tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, my friends, I was sharing a story with you when we went into the break, and, you know, as I said, she was very, very sick. She had this very unique bug. It goes beyond being a virus or whatever. It's a legitimate bug. But the first night that she had an opportunity to hold her food down, we decided to go to Family Traditions, which is a little mom-and-pop restaurant up in Woodstock. I remind you, the culinary black hole of Atlanta. But anyway, we're sitting there, and there was an elderly lady sitting next to us, and she was kind of staring off into nowhere, eating by herself. And when I went to pay the check, my wife turns to me and she said, "Put $10 on that lady's dinner tab." And I looked at her and said, "What?"
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Scrooge.
Yeah, it was. And so she goes, "It's Christmas."
Aww.
And so when I went up to pay the lady, I told her, and she goes, "You know, that's very nice of you. This lady evidently is single. And she spends a lot of time eating there because it's hard for her to. But they say she's a wonderful lady. She does so many nice things for people. But I got the feeling that she was very lonely." And I thought, what a nice thing to do. And you know what? When people do nice things, a lot of them want to get recognition for it. But there's some people that do nice things just to be nice. Those are the ones I like to recognize. Yes, I was Ebenezer Scrooge. Yes, I did question it. I kept absolutely within my character because I am miserable all the time. But she did that, and the lady who was taking the money started crying.
Aww.
And she said, "That is so nice. Would you leave your name or anything?" And I said, "No." No. So why not try that? You wouldn't believe, especially this time of the year, you know, you don't get a tax write-off. You know, you don't have someone ringing a bell in your ear. You just stop a military member, a fireman, a policeman, because they've caught, holy heck, over the last few weeks, an elderly person. Take the time, total stranger, reach in your pocket, lay a little cash down, make their day a little better. You might be surprised how good it can make you feel, even if it wasn't your idea, which it obviously wasn't mine.
It's called RAC, Random Acts of Christmas Kindness.
Wow, is that kind of like RAC?
Yeah,
of
I like
lamb?
A good RAC.
Lamb. Lamb, lamb, lamb. But and I know you've done that, Chef. One of the things about Chef Eric is when you meet him and you think, man, he's more curmudgeonly than the Fat Man. He's just an evil, mean guy. And he really isn't. And I mention his...
Of course I am.
I mention his charitable contributions a lot because what him and his daughter have done over the years is simply amazing. And yet, the only people that know that are his friends. Nobody else knows it. So anyway, Chef Eric, your latkes are beautiful, and we will have pictures on chefandthefatman.com. I hope you're not going to use that as the sauce.
This is what happens when you want to get rid of oil that's in a pan. No, you don't have to take a picture of that. We're not cooking with that.
When you, is this another Chef Eric tip?
It is. So if you're ever wondering what to do with all the oil.
Vegetable oil, especially.
Vegetable oil. Take some Dawn. And it really needs to be Dawn. And, if you know, you wonder why they use Dawn to, like, clear off little baby ducklings in the Gulf when there's an oil spill. It is absolutely, it attacks, it grabs oil. And so if you want to get rid of the oil and pour it down your drain instead of having to cart it off, I know someone's going to have a problem with this, but it does a fantastic job because it binds up all the oil and turns it into a solid. So if you see here, the oil, we had, it looked like about half or double that volume of oil, and now this can actually be mixed with water and poured down the drain, and it will not clog a drain.
Very nice.
Because it washes through.
I'm telling you, Chef Eric, you amaze me all the time. And speaking of amazing, we are going to have an amazing interview coming up a little while later in the show. We have the Cigar Vixen who's going to be joining us. And she will be pairing a couple of fine cigars and spirits with a couple of recipes that the great cookbook author Ann Byrne did with us on the show here last week. And we had promised you we were going to try to fit him in last week's show. But I got to tell you, Chef Eric, you guys would have, I mean, it would have been two, we would have had to do two shows.
Yeah.
Because you and her are so simpatico in the way you think. So thus it made it extraordinarily hard for me because I had to try to be nice while she's doing this. And
you were thinking, why does she seem so much like him? Why? When he's not here, I could enjoy myself.
But I asked her off microphone if we could, Eric, because some people have a hang up with cigars, and she said no, I thought it would be very interesting. She's very open minded, great gal. But anyway, the Cigar Vixen actually took time out. She was visiting Cutter's Cigar Emporium, and we sat down with her, and it was really, really interesting the way she broke down the flavor profiles of the cigars. She took the famous My Father's Lounge cigar, which is only four places in the world you can buy them. That's at a My Father's Cigar Lounge, and there are only four in the world. So she had obviously never had that cigar. And it was interesting to watch her go through the whole process. And really a great gal. I think she is warm, engaging. She is, her name is Delicia, and she is just absolutely a delight.
Delicia is a delight. Go figure.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
It worked out well. And I wanted you to be there to do the interview, but I forgot to tell you that it was on Friday night instead of...
Thanks a lot. Well, I was somewhere in the air coming back from Milwaukee or something.
Yes. Did you have any good sausages up in Milwaukee?
No, but that's where I had the perch fry.
Yeah.
And the potato.
No sausages?
I had no... I mean, I was there. I had a meeting. I went to lunch, came back.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, I guess we could start our next recipe if you'd like.
I guess we could.
Or do we want to taste our luck?
Yeah. Come on, yeah, I haven't had breakfast.
Now, here's the thing. The applesauce now has the marron in it.
And explain to people what the marron is for those who obviously don't know.
It's a chestnut. It's a candied chestnut, essentially.
But it's creamy. It's like paste.
Yeah. Well, right. So we're going to take that. We're going to dip it right there in the applesauce and marron glacé. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't want that. No.
Hey. You know, I mean, we might as well try it.
That works.
Well, it's interesting.
What do you think?
Really nice.
And the, I'll tell you what, the red palm oil and the grapeseed mix oil fried it up nice and crispy, and I think that works pretty well.
I could see this working. Now let's talk about the difference between box shaving your potatoes or cutting them up as opposed to the mashed potatoes. You wouldn't probably need as much binder in the mashed potato.
Yeah, I would think so. Depends. If I was doing mashed potatoes, I'd take like roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, and add in some herbs, maybe a little bit of Parmesan, and then some breadcrumbs.
But that is...
That works, yeah.
Man, that is very good. I might have to eat two of them.
Wow. For you, I mean, that's amazing.
You struck an Irish chord with me.
Oh, with the potatoes?
Absolutely.
I get that. You know, since we only have a minute left here, let me tell you, I just give you a quick little restaurant review.
Okay.
I went to Crew in Avalon, up on Old Milton Parkway in 400. And it's a little wine bar with a charcuterie board. And they've got, I mean, it's a full restaurant, but very small, very intimate. It is fabulous. And when you go, you got to ask for Fred. Fred is the manager there. Unbelievable experience. Everything from great house-made charcuterie to these beautiful flights of red wines that are, you know, you can get 3 2.5 ounce glasses of wine for something like $14 or something like that, and then they're high end wines. So
and it's
pretty
right
amazing.
Next to the Whole Foods in Avalon.
It's right next to the Whole Foods in Avalon, and just yeah, turn in there. You can valet park, and crew is right there next to valet.
Food, fun, and celebrating the good life, my friends. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah from Shepherd of Fat Man to you, and I'm Whole Foods, of course.